The Agenda
with Ken Murray
on LMFM. Listen live weekdays from 9:15 a.m., keeping you up to date with everything going on in the Northeast.
The Department of Health has released the total number of notifications received last year for abortions carried out in Ireland. It reports there were 10,852 abortions in 2024. This is the highest number on record since the law changed in 2019. Following the referendum in 2018. In Louth, in 2024, there were 333 abortions, and that's one of the highest ratios outside Dublin. There were 359 abortions in Meath last year, and that's the sixth highest number per county. I'm joined on the line right now by pro-life campaign spokesperson Eilish Mulroy. I know I've interviewed you many times before. In terms of the figures, is it that contraception is not being practiced, or is it a case of these are the reality of the abortion scenario that in the past was sort of covered up because a lot of women went to England and so on?
Good morning, Ken. Thanks for having me on. To answer to your question, there's a number of things. There's no evidence that it's to do with women not having access to contraception, for sure. I think while some campaigners and people are pushing that narrative, that overlooks more obvious factors behind this increase. Obviously, you're going to have an increase when the law changes. That goes without saying. But I think looking at the whole picture, you could put the increase down to the government's treatment of the issue. So right now, if a woman is in unplanned pregnancy and seeks help from the government helpline, it really is sending her in one direction. It's not going through, all of the things that could be available to her should she go ahead with her pregnancy and parents. And if we really, with a lot of talk about being pro-choice, women should have access to all of that information. So I think that the figures are a number of things. They are huge figures. As you say, Louth has even a higher figure than the national average. The national average is one in six babies' lives now ending in abortion. So the figures are huge. And they have continued to rise year on year since the law changed. But leaving aside the whole thing of kind of law changing behavior, which of course is true. And once something becomes available, more people are going to access it. Of course, there are other really fundamental changes that need to happen, because I think we can all agree that a large number of abortions is not good. It's obviously the ending of human life, but it's also, creates difficulties for women. And we know many, many women who suffer after abortion and who feel, why wasn't I given a bit more support? And we have women involved in the campaign who've had abortions post-repeal who'll say, I wasn't given any support. Nobody said I could go in another direction. So we're looking for an urgent meeting with the Minister for Health to discuss this. We've been talking to a number of TDs over recent months. I think it's fair to say that there's a lot of politicians, political representatives even, who would have been in favour of repeal of the Eighth Amendment, who feel it's gone too far. And there's a lot of members of the public that. It was very interesting. I was looking at a tweet from RTE about the abortion numbers, and a number of comments underneath saying, I never thought this would happen. I regret voting yes. I didn't think it would be used and that the figures would be this huge. So I think it's very important now that the government takes some steps to address it. And the main step we'd like to see is that women would be given all of the information on alternatives to abortion when they seek help from the government funded helpline, which is the first thing that they'll come across when they look for help online, if they Google abortion. That's just essential.
But are those alternatives, are they not known already, whether it's adoption or fostering or so on? Are they not known already, or are you looking for additional supports that, assist women to deal with the emotional difficulties they find themselves in with an unwanted pregnancy?
Well, we've taken a holistic approach. In every other area of life, we seek to give people... we need to help them in their hour of need. If somebody is telephoning a helpline, they're not necessarily abortion-minded, Ken. They might be just ringing the helpline to say, what will I do? I've just discovered I'm pregnant. I'm not sure. They shouldn't be just sent in one direction. They should be getting wraparound. They should be getting all of the information that they need before they make that decision. Because making the decision to have an abortion, and it can happen very quickly because it's done by telemedicine now since COVID, when the Minister for Health at the time, Simon Harris, introduced telemedicine so people don't even have to go to see their doctor. It can happen very, very quickly. And that's an irreversible decision. They're entitled and they deserve to be given information on everything. And we come across lots of people who don't have that information. Now, there are some good supports out there. There are, you know, social welfare supports. There are some supports for women who are in poverty. There's some great organizations working in that area. But they should be easily accessed by women who are in difficulty, who are in challenging pregnancies, who are scared, who might be young. They could be younger, older teenagers or younger women. And they need to be given access to that information. So we're calling on the government. We're running a campaign called Positive Pathways, which is asking the government and asking all of our elected representatives to push for this with the Minister for Health, that let's look at these figures.
Okay,
they're out of control and do something positive for women.
Well, let me put this point to you. Has the pro-life campaign made any approaches to either the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, dare I say it, herself a female, or have you made any approaches to the Department of Health to say, look, this is what we'd like you to do?
Yes, we spend a lot of time talking to politicians, asking them to raise this issue within their parliamentary parties, asking them to raise it with the minister. We've also contacted the minister. We renewed a contact asking for a meeting where we hope to be able to sit down and discuss with the minister all of the things that are wrong with the current situation. Minister Carol McNeill wasn't the minister who brought in this regime. You know, there's a kind of a deathly silence from all of the people who were involved in pushing abortion when the abortion figures came. In fact, the Department of Health didn't even issue a press release this year, you know, so they obviously know that these figures are way, way too high and didn't want to draw attention to them. So Minister Cameron McNeill is a new minister, and we're really hoping that she'll be open to sitting down with us and talking through the issue and giving space at the table for people who have a different perspective. Because so far as I can see, in the abortion regime in Ireland, it's very one-sided. It's been all people who are very in favour of abortion involved in the decision-making process, and that has to change. And women's experiences
to. I know, but I have to put the point to you. I mean, whether you like it or whether you don't, and obviously you don't, this was decided by public referendum. This is what the public voted for. So I'm going to put this final question to you. With the number of abortions nationally and in Louth and Meath increasing year on year, do you feel that you're losing this battle?
Well, Ken, you say the people voted to repeal the Eighth Amendment, and they gave power to the bureaucrats to make legislation. At that time, senior politicians assured the people that abortions would not be, there wouldn't be huge numbers, that abortions would be rare. An awful lot of people listening to this programme voted to repeal the Eighth Amendment because they wanted to save women's lives in pregnancy. And yet we know, based on the 2024 figures, that over 99% of the abortions are early pregnancy abortions where there's no reason given. They're not abortions where there's a risk to the life or the health of the mother. So people were sold that at that time. And we have to remember that. And that's why I think it's very important for us to continue to discuss this and not hide the figures when they're coming out in every year. In any public policy situation, you have to be able to discuss it to be able to make things better. And I really believe that people were, many people will regret voting yes to the Eighth Amendment. They did it on the basis that it would not be one in six babies' lives.
All right.
If you look historically.
I'm going to have to leave it there, Ailish, because
no problem, Ken.
Yeah, but as the saying goes, we'll deal with this again. So thanks very much indeed for joining us on the line from County Galway this morning. That's Ailish Mulroy there of the Pro Life Campaign.
The Agenda. Listen live every weekday from 9:15 a.m. on LMFM.